This is an executive summary of commercial real estate cycles and REIT performance, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Commercial real estate doesn't move in a straight line, it cycles. Periods of falling vacancy and rising rents give way to building booms, oversupply, and eventually downturns, before the cycle begins again. Understanding this rhythm helps REIT investors set realistic expectations, because REIT performance is shaped by where the cycle stands and which sectors are favored. The classic framework describes four phases: recovery, expansion, hypersupply, and recession, each driven by the interplay of occupancy, rents, and new construction. Different REIT sectors behave differently across these phases. Defensive, needs-based sectors tend to hold up in downturns, while cyclical sectors swing more with the economy. This guide explains the four phases of the CRE cycle, how REITs behave in each, the leading indicators worth watching, the distinction between defensive and offensive sectors, and why time in the market generally beats trying to time it. The discussion of cycles and outlook is general and forward-looking, not a prediction or promise. Verify current conditions, and remember that past performance does not guarantee future results. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.